Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The fraternal organization known as Freemasonry is explored on Harmonia this week, with a particular focus on the music of two 18th century composers who were also Masons, Joseph Haydn and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, plus a new release of J.S. Bach's Sonatas for Viola da Gamba.
Thank you.
Baroque cellist Audrey Sinowa and harpsichordist Paul Sinowa performed the final movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's Viola da Gamba Sonata in D major. The Sinowa's performance comes from a new release on the Wailing City Sound label, which includes all three of Bach's Gamba Sonatas, as well as arrangements of two arias from his cantatas. Audrey Sinowa's performance may be the first recording of the Gamba Sonatas on piccolo cello, or small violoncello, an instrument familiar to Bach and called for in several of his cantatas. It's not known for whom Bach wrote the sonatas, but one thing is certain, they are unequivocal masterpieces that are part of the standard repertoire of cellists and gambists alike. The mysterious fraternal organization known as Freemasonry can trace its origins all the way back to the Middle Ages. But its roots took hold sometime at the end of the 16th century with the organization of the first Masonic lodges. Lodges are basic structures within Freemasonry and can simply be described as a meeting of a group of Masons. It wasn't until the early 18th century that Freemasonry was reorganized into larger, more distinct units whose presence spread across Europe. Many famous and influential figures from the 18th century were Masons, musicians included. Among the handful of 18th century composers who are known Freemasons is Joseph Haydn, who was inducted into the Lodge Zur wahren Eintracht, or True Concord, in February of 1785.
Thank you.
Three movements from Joseph Haydn's string quartet in D minor, opus 42. Written in 1784, the quartet was composed in the same year that Haydn applied for membership to the order known as the Freemasons. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring music written by Joseph Haydn for the Freemasons. Little is known about Haydn's participation and interest in the Viennese Lodge that he was a member of. Scholars believe it was minimal at best. The only known composition that he wrote for a Masonic Lodge was not for one in Vienna, but in Paris. In 1785, Haydn received a lucrative commission to write six symphonies that were subsequently performed in 1786 at the Parisian Concert de la Loge Olympique. In the tradition of many a Haydn symphony, three of the six Paris symphonies received nicknames such as the Hen, the Queen, and the Bear.
Thank you. Thank you.
the first movement from Haydn's Paris Symphony in C major, number 82, known as L'Ours, or The Bear. Haydn composed the work along with five other symphonies in 1786 on a commission for the Freemasons. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring music for the Freemasons, including works by two famous 18th century Masons, Haydn and Mozart. In the same month that Haydn applied for membership to a lodge, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was inducted into Freemasonry. On December 14, 1784, Mozart became a member of Lodge zur Wohltätigkeit, or Beneficence. Unlike Haydn, Mozart was an active member of the Freemasons and wrote a number of works for them, including one entitled Masonic Funeral Music, which employed Masonic symbolism. He also composed pieces for his musician friends who were also Masons, such as the clarinetist Anton Stadler. Both the clarinet concerto and clarinet quintet were written for Stadler. Thank you. The third movement, Minuetto, from Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A Major, was performed by clarinetist Eric Hoprich and the London Haydn Quartet. Before that, we heard the London Classical Players in a performance of Mozart's Masonic Funeral Music, K-477. Roger Norrington directed. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Mozart's works for the Freemasons. Arguably the most talked-about composition of Mozart's to honor the Freemasons in its use of symbolism is the opera The Magic Flute, which incorporates the number 3, a particularly important number in Masonic symbolism. The use of the number 3 and other symbols are found in the overture, as well as the March of the Priests and the aria O Isis und Osiris. Music from Mozart's Magic Flute. The Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists perform under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. three movements from Mozart's opera The Magic Flute. John Elliott Gardiner led the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists. Our new release of the week is a program of J.S. Bach's complete sonatas for viola da gamba. Baroque cellist Audrey Sinowa and harpsichordist Paul Sinowa appear in their debut release on the Wailing City sound label. As a bonus, they include two arias arranged for cello and continuo from Bach's cantatas. Audrey and Paul Sinowa perform the first movement of Bach's Gamba Sonata in D Major, BWV 1028. The first movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata for Viola da Gamba and Obbligato Harpsichord in D Major. Baroque cellist Audrey Sinowa and harpsichordist Paul Sinowa performed in a new Wailing City sound label release of Bach's complete Gamba Sonatas. Speaking of new releases, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at WFIU.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ethergame Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.